It is John Gibson. It is the Morning Digestion for this November 20th, and we're playing that celebratory New Orleans music because the Democrats are jumping for joy. As Ambassador Kurt Sondland, Gordon Sondland is testifying right now, and he's kind of like throwing both Rudy Giuliani and President Trump under the proverbial bus.
As I testified previously, Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election, DNC server, and Burisma. Mr. Giuliani was expressing the desires of the President of the United States, and we knew these investigations were important to the president.
Okay, so there you go. Now, I've sort of got Gordon Sondland's testimony on in the background because I'm recording this while he's giving his opening statement. I don't think I can overestimate how many times he said more or less what I just played you. He has repeated it over and over and over, and everyone was in the loop, meaning according to Sondland, including the president. Now, so what we're going to get to here really quickly is, that's what happened. So do you care? And is that enough to impeach and remove the president? So the stories on the listen links are all kind of outdated now because they come to because Sondland's testimony is sort of putting them in the past tense, but there's a lot of stuff in the New York Times and Washington Post and Politico about how Sondland's testimony is super, super important. He's the one guy who can nail the president. And he, according to the New York Times and what we're just hearing right now, he kept Pompeo informed. So there's Pompeo. Vinland yesterday, Vinland in uniform, even the New York Times noticed, rare that the left cheers the uniform, but they did when Vinland is there testifying against the president. The money quote is Colonel Vindman, who still works at the White House as a top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council. Can't believe that's going to last very long. Testified in the House impeachment inquiry that in his army dress uniform, the ultimate witness power move. Washington Post calls for a statue of Vindman, pigeons banned from roosting. Money quote, his striking presence in his serviceable eyeglasses and his military uniform exuded authority, ferocity, and patriotism. New York Times, Volcker and Morrison found the call inappropriate, but not extortion or bribery. Washington Post, witnesses undercut Trump's version of the phone call. I mean, Volcker and Morrison, you know, were not terribly alarmed by it. They didn't think it was appropriate. But this is a question, you know, what we're hearing is, you know, inappropriate. So is inappropriate an impeachable offense? White House cannibalizing itself, current staffers testifying against their boss, the president. Money quote, quoting Ari Fleischer, nothing is the same anymore. Clearly, when the staff leaks presidential phone calls with foreign leaders the first week of the president's job, the staff is not what the staff used to be. It taints everyone, even good and loyal staffers. Trump, Nikki Haley is all in for Trump. It's in the New York Times. Politics, a debate tonight, the four Democratic debate is four versus everybody else. The four are Mayor Pete, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. Politico says Biden is coasting as Warren and Mayor Pete get the front runner attention. California, Newsom orders a no-buy policy against carmakers who sided with Trump. That's in the New York Times. And in the San Francisco Chronicle, PG&E shrinks the number who will get power cut off this week, but it's still 500,000. China is saying to Hong Kong, okay, enough games, we're the boss. Social justice warriors, airmen accused of spreading white nationalist propaganda. That's in the Washington Post. Washington Post chasing down racists at Syracuse University. And Wall Street Journal, Chick-fil-A surrenders to the social justice warriors because they're just getting blocked from expanding their business and they finally have to like give it up. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Don Lemon says, I'm not some liberal Democrat. That's a howler, isn't it? That's in the Hill. Okay, so basically it's a very short morning digestion today because Sondland changes everything. So I'm going to go listen to Sondland and get the podcast ready for later. So if you're not already a subscriber, go to johngibson.com and subscribe. The email is host@johngibson.com. You know, so what do you think of the Sondland testimony? I guess you're listening. And the bitch box number is 859-544-2766. A simple way to remember it is 859 for the area code, J Gibson. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. So a little crazy musical bridge from Dr. John's Ico Ico. I got a really, you know, tough thing today. It's Dwayne Allman's birthday. But it's also Dr. John's birthday. I had more experience with Dr. John, so that's probably a hint of where things are going this afternoon. Okay, talk to you later.